look at me for money, don't look at me for love, don't look at me for peace, don't look at me for war, don't look at me for money, don't look at me for love, don't look at me for peace, stop looking.
Opinions in yesterday and go live in ecstasy. These conversations with feelings you don't know. This isolation is. Let me explain this to you. Niggas can be gay too. Whether you like it or you love it. Whether you're kissing or you're touching. The ride, the lust, I know you covet. Niggas can be gay. Tomorrow you might not be alive. Niggas can be gay too. Isolation is. Let me explain this to you. These conversations with feelings you don't know. This isolation is. Let me explain this to you. Niggas can be gay too. Whether you like it or you love it. Whether you're kissing or you're touching. Don't hide the lust, I know you got it. Niggas can be gay too.
Dignity in fair Verona, where we lay our scene. From ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where civil blood makes civil hands unclean. From forth the fatal loins of these two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers take their life, whose misadventured piteous overthrows doth with their death bury their parent strife. The fearful passage of their death-marked love and the continuance of their parents' rage, which but their children's end naught could remove, is now the 2 hours traffic of our stage.
alike in dignity in fair Verona, where we lay our scene. From ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where civil blood makes civil hands unclean. From forth the fatal loins of these two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers, take their life.
Between our masters.
And us, their men!
Of Capulet.
Coral, I will back thee.
I will bite my thumb at them, which is a disgrace to them if they bear it.
Huh?
Do you bite your thumb at us, sir?
I do bite my thumb, sir!
Do you bite your thumb at us?
Sir.
Is the law of our side if I say I?
No!
No, sir, I do not bite my thumb at you, sir, but I bite my thumb, sir!
Do you quarrel, sir? Quarrel, sir? No, sir!
But if you do, sir, and for you I serve as good a man as you!
No, Bennett! Here comes our kinsman, say better!
Yes, sir, but
you lie! Swords!
What art thou drawn among these heartless hinds? Turn thee, Benvolio, and look upon thy death.
I do but keep the peace. Put up thy sword, or manage to part these men with me.
Peace? Peace? I hate the word, as I hate hell. all Montagues. And thee.
Bang, bang! Bang, bang!
Bang!
Y'all better step back. I just want to say that I feel great, and it's an honor to be in London, England once again. With people that have supported Cypress Hill from our very first album, and that's everyone here tonight. And I want all of us to have a good time and enjoy the funky Cypress Hill shit.
Innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. My name is Farco. Live and direct in your ears here, RadioValencia.fm, straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Radio Valencia. We made it another day. Straight going, straight moving, straight misbehaving. Music you just heard, Cypress Hill. And the London Prison Symphony. London Symphony. Live at the Royal Albert Hall. London Symphony. London Symphony and Cypress Hill. You know, they deserve that. That's their Metallica moment. That's their Scorpions moment. You know, that's their time to shine. You know, I don't think every band should be with a symphony. Or, you know, it's an honor if you could get the London Symphony. To stretch out that A. And no matter how high or how low. But not many people, I think, deserve that. But Cypress Hill deserves that. You know, Scorpions deserve that. Metallica deserve that. All the guys, you've heard that. You know, I'm alright with it. And that's a cool level to have. You know, you make enough albums that people like that. You go, okay, let's put a symphony behind me. I think these guys can handle it. No, don't worry. I'll lead them. I will lead the symphony. Cypress Hill, legendary. Maybe they did it in Spanish too. You never know. I wouldn't doubt it if they did the Spanish album with the London Symphony. Oh, that'd be awesome. Cypress Hill, one of my favorites, one of the best. You know. We also had Romeo and Juliet. The beginning. Leguizamo. It's too good. I wasn't going to play that intro, but it sounded too good on the radio. I love that kind of stuff. You know? I'm going to rock out to that for a little bit. You know? And then other music we had in that set. We had music. Some Madridas. Oh wait, we had by request Eves going out to my babushka. That was by request. Song called Niggas Can Be Gay Too, and the artist was called Eves, Y-V-E-S. We also had some Dargs, Nori and Joe Webb with the song Stop Looking. Stop Looking, just stop. And we had Margaritas Podridas with Polvora. There you go. And we're caught up. The music in your brain. We starting off the whole set. We got it. I think you guys know what I play. Baxley and the Bang, Baby Baby, You Were Made For Me. We start off the whole set. That was a banger. I hope you liked it. My mind is still working, surprisingly. We made it on a train, in a car, getting far. Remember, coming up at noon, stay tuned for DJ Mark. DJ Mark is here. He's gonna give you the vinyl, the soul, at noon o'clock with the show Drop the Charges. DJ Mark will be here. He's getting his gear. He's getting ready. He's got it all. The homie, DJ Mark, will be here. Till then, I am here. And I'm gonna take a couple weeks off, guys. I'm going to the East Coast. You know, oh man, I should learn how to do a show from the East Coast, you know. But it's going to be awesome. We're going to rock out hard. And, you know, I go to New York once a year, I try, you know. So we'll see what's going to happen. Shows and just vacation and buffalo wings, you know. And Lindman's, and you know, slices of pizza, cheese, slice of cheese, a slice, a true slice. I'm gonna slice, you know. Man, but this one, I have a mission, and now it's getting so close, as I'm going to New York, and this time I'm bringing a dog on the plane. I'm worried about her. You know, her dog doesn't like me too. But I mean, it goes out on walks with me. If I'm sleeping in the room, it's in another room. If I go to that room, it goes to the other room. It doesn't stay in the same place with me. That's how much it doesn't like me. You know, now I gotta take this dog on a plane. They're gonna know it's not my companion dog. But But, you know, she always, I guess with certain dogs, her dog, you know, has a lot of anxiety. They got pills. Yellow, or not yellow, the one I saw was pink. They look like the way a birth control I thought should look like, you know? It was like a hot pink pill. And I know someone right now just raised their eyebrows. Oh, those are good. You serious? I'll buy them all for you, $100 a pill. But it's like a bright pink, hot pink, you know? Like Bret Hitman heart pink almost, you know? And I'm only supposed to give it half of it, so I can only give it half. That's how strong the pill is. Otherwise, you know, the dog is like, you know, growing dreads, walking in sandals. So I just hope it all goes well. You know, there's certain things I could prepare for, but this one I can't prepare for. All I could prepare for is the doomsday scenario with the dog, like if it passes away, you know? And that's gonna suck on my watch, man. You know? Be on the plane, man. If it does, you know, I'll make sure it goes safely and gets to my girlfriend's hand. You know? And if the dog passes away on the plane, it's going to be sad. But at least I know I got a neck pillow now. You know, I could sleep the rest of the flight. Like, oh, let's put it, oh, let's go out here. Don't worry. Oh, this poor dog. Let's get some sleep. Just can't get in the right mood. I want to get it set before the rigor mortis. You know, so I want it to be all right. I've been, you know, taking this dog out. You know what sucked one time or this past week? People are starting to light their fireworks, right? And I was taking my dog outside and they started lighting it as we were outside, and the dog got so scared. And I couldn't blame it. I didn't know they were setting up. They set up like they were the Navy SEALs, man. I was like, and all of a sudden you hear his fireworks, you know? I heard like people, you know, hella moving quickly, but it was dark, and all of a sudden fireworks, and it was loud. And then one came after, it was two of them, so one came like 15 seconds later, and it had a scare of my dog. I felt bad because it was loud for me because we were close. It's like being next to Great America or next to the Oracle Park, you know, go get Oral behind Oracle Park, and they have fireworks sometimes back there. It was loud, man, you know. I know I'm getting old because I'm getting sensitive to loud bangs. You know? It'll be nuts, guys. I'm gonna do my best to keep it calm. I'm gonna hide like turkey slices in my pocket. So, you know, it'll stay calm, and I have like little turkey slices to give it. You know? It's gonna be out though. It's gonna be like, you know, I've seen it, and it's usually like its eyes closed, like, hey, you know, hey man, these These brownies were good. It's got those eyes, you know? I want it to be okay, and I want to get to New York in one piece, too. You know? If that's all I got to worry about, then I'm okay, I guess. You know? Shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. DJ Mark. It's minutes away. Big shouts out to Sully. Thanks so much. Keep on rocking. Thanks for listening. If you want requests, it's Fargo@gmail.com. It's Fargo. On X. Or you could just call me up, 415-766-4428, and find out how you could have your music played. Flying on a plane. You know that when that Indian Airlines that crashed, they said the guy sat next to like emergency door and he jumped out. I don't know if that's true or not, but it makes the emergency door look a lot more sexier. Before, I would be like, no, I don't want to be in the emergency door area. Too much responsibility. Or I think, you know, I'm just going to brush my side boob next to the door and it's going to just pop open, you know? That's what I always thought. I accidentally, you know, my target coming down to like places you shouldn't like hit, touch, alarms. And it's like I'm an Olympic shooter, man. I can hit the bullseye even when I'm not trying. Whatever you do, just don't hit that switch because it'll kill all the power. Or it's only like a magnetic force just starts pulling me into the target, you know? That's just life, guys. What are you gonna do? But be a man. I'm gonna be a man. That would be nice. You don't have to be a man. Just identify as one. Shouts out to all. We live and direct, bringing you music from all over this wonderful world. I'm going to play a live version of this song. I think this song is an awesome song. It should be like on your summer playlist. It should have been years ago. Years ago. This is a hit, guys. So it's gonna get hot. I want you to rock out and listen to this song. You know, you're young. Yeah, you know, you just graduated. Guess what? Your private parts are yours. And you could put your private parts into anyone and whoever they identify themselves with. It's your right. It's your freedom. Or you have the right not to do it to anybody until you want it. You're ready. Whatever you want to choose. But hey, guys, the sun is out. The birds are chirping. Oxygen's still free. Water, most of the time, is still free. You guys, you know, maybe you had some food already, or you're going to get some food. You hang out with your boys, my bros, the homegirls. It's summer. Smile. Enjoy. I like this song. This is Ray Hill with Fables. More music on the way. Radio Valencia.
choices made for sure in ignorance of history and consequence. As more and more I misremember hopelessly the way love turned out every time. It's never quite enough. Just stop.
You have been very lucky. Well, you didn't get everything you wanted, but next time, we'll do things different. We will laugh more. We'll love more. We'll see the
to work.
You just make me so afraid.
Now see, look at these tumors. Georgia Bird, Mr. Smith, and mine. Now there's no way, even if we all had it, that they would be exactly in the same place. So I said to myself, Rabindranath, it has to be the machine. Oh my God.
To Georgia Bird.
Well, here, here.
To Georgia.
Now, who is this fascinating woman? It's the question we've been asking ourselves all week. Is she a representative from a competing boardroom? Is she a power broker from the corridors of our nation's capital? Is she a brash, successful entrepreneur? The truth, which I discovered tonight, will amuse you. You see, Georgia Bird is a sales clerk in my New Orleans store, in the cookware department, no less. Salary, $29,000 a year.
Cheers, Georgia.
What?
No.
Or as we might say back home, attention, Craig and Shoppers, imposter, aisle three.
Oh, come on. Georgia, is this true?
Mr. Cragen is right about me. I'm just a sales associate in one of his stores. One of the best. Well, I was up until a couple of weeks ago. That's when...
You were just speaking, no explanation.
No, excuse me. I think she does. She said plenty to say about our behavior all week. And the only reason we took it was because we thought she was somebody.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't come here to give anybody the wrong impression about me. I just came here to blow every last cent of my money. You see, I'm gonna die.
Georgia, please.
Oh, it's okay, it's okay. It's all right. Yeah, see, I had that same reaction when I found out I only had 3 weeks to live. I mean, I tried to keep it to myself for exactly this reason. It's a party killer, ain't it? But I did land on that mountaintop. And I ended up on the cover of a ski magazine. Don't feel sorry for me, baby. Never in my life did I think I would end up in such a beautiful place, doing so many incredible things. So, I'm sorry if I was maybe a little too honest with you. But I wasted too much of my life being quiet. I was afraid, I guess. You know how it is. You keep your head down, and you hustle and hustle. Then you look up one day and wonder, how did I even get here?
Come on, bro.
See, some of the things we care about a lot are pretty worthless. So, I hope I haven't spoiled your evening. And, it's truly been my pleasure. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.